With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of fine listening. Graduation and commencement are still in the air in many places as high school students move into the next phase of their learning. So on today's program, we'll listen to choral and organ music that relates to graduation and the nature of wisdom and understanding. Great music by Purcell, Moore, Bird, Elgar, and others. We'll begin with glorious music for organ and brass, Richard Strauss's Solemn Entry, which has all the feeling of a stately procession. Organist Winfried Bernig is joined by the Ludwigsburg Brass Quintet. The Feierlicher Einzug, or Solemn Entry by Richard Strauss, was performed by organist Winfried Bernig with the Ludwigsburg Brass Quintet. English composer Peter Aston set two wonderful 16th century texts in his anthem, The True Glory. Words by Sir Francis Drake and Richard Hakluyt are most appropriate for commencement season. There must be a beginning of any great matter, but the continuing unto the end, until it be thoroughly finished, yields the true glory. The greatest things are accomplished by toil and by striving uninterrupted. David Halls leads the Salisbury Cathedral Choir. The True Glory by Peter Aston was sung by the Salisbury Cathedral Choir. David Halls directed with Daniel Cook at the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn tune, Westminster Abbey, was adapted from Henry Purcell's anthem, O God, Thou Art My God, in the mid-19th century, and later reworked again by Sidney Nicholson. Paired with the 9th century text, Christ is Made the Sure Foundation, we'll hear it in an extended arrangement by Jeffrey Smith as he leads the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street. They're joined by the Washington Symphonic Brass and organist Bruce Neswick.
Thank you.
A grand performance of the wonderful hymn Christ is Made the Sure Foundation with Henry Purcell's tune Westminster Abbey. Jeffrey Smith led the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington, D.C. Music of Walford Davies is next as we listen to a recording of his short anthem, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. It sets two stanzas of poetry by 19th century writer John Keble. We'll hear it sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directs. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in a lovely performance of Sir Henry Walford Davies' anthem, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. As we continue our program celebrating commencements, we'll hear what I think is a 20th century masterpiece. In 1980, Philip Moore composed and later revised an anthem combining wisdom texts from the Book of Ecclesiasticus with portions of Psalm 119. This was for the 50th anniversary of the Lanesboro School, which housed the choristers for Guildford Cathedral, where he served at the time. Richard Seal leads the choir of Salisbury Cathedral in All Wisdom Cometh from the Lord by Philip Moore. David Halls plays the organ. All Wisdom Cometh from the Lord by Philip Moore was sung by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. Richard Seal directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Tom Trenny, minister of music at First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, has created a lovely arrangement of the hymn Be Thou My Vision with the traditional Irish tune Slain. The choir of First Plymouth sings, directed by Jeremy Bankson, with Tom Trenny at the piano. The choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska sang the hymn Be Thou My Vision in an arrangement by their minister of music, Tom Trenny. Jeremy Bankson directed. In the 16th century, prolific Renaissance composer William Byrd set some of the same verses of Psalm 119 that we heard earlier in Philip Moore's anthem. Teach Me, O Lord, sets verses 33 through 38 in this motet, which we'll hear performed by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. David Halls directs.
Thank you.
Teach Me, O Lord, by William Byrd was sung by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral, David Halls directing. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though most college commencements have already occurred, we'll hear from a fine college chapel choir next. Over the past several years, the Evensong Singers at Duke University has established a weekly pattern of choral evensong during school term under the direction of the Duke University chapel organist, Christopher Jacobson. From an evensong recorded in February 2017, we'll hear the Mount St. Albans settings of the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis composed by the late David Hogan. Written for the Washington National Cathedral Choir, these grand settings find an equally suitable home in the spacious acoustic of the Duke University Chapel. Christopher Jacobson directs.
Thank you.
Christopher Jacobson led the Duke University Chapel Evensong Singers in the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, Mount St. Albans setting by David Hogan. Thanks to audio engineer Philip Hopkins for that recording. What's a commencement without a little pomp and circumstance? The colossal John Wanamaker organ in the grand court of what is now the Macy's department store in downtown Philadelphia provides a perfect vehicle for the virtuosity of Virgil Fox. His adaptation of Sir Edward Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 in D was recorded there in 1964, and we hear it in this archive recording. Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 in D Major by Sir Edward Elgar was performed by Virgil Fox on the John Wanamaker organ in Philadelphia. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music focusing on wisdom and understanding to celebrate recent school graduations. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.